हरिः ॐ सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तमविद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 10, The Trunk, Branches, and Sub-Branches of the Chaitanya Tree. Okay, verse 110, 155 to 158, page 57, purport. Srila Prabhupada, Raghunath Bhattacharya, or Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, was the son of Tapan Mishra. Born in approximately 1425 Shakabda, A.D. 1503. He was an expert in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and in Antya Lila, Chapter 13, it is stated that he was also expert in cooking. Whatever he cooked would be nectarian. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was greatly pleased to accept the food that he cooked, and Raghunath Bhatta used to take the remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Bhattacharya lived for 8 months in Jagannath Puri, after which Lord Chaitanya ordered him to go to Vrindavan to join Sri Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghunath Bhattacharya not to marry but to remain a brahmachari, and he also ordered him to read Srimad Bhagavatam constantly. Thus, he went to Vrindavan, where he engaged in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to Sri Rupa Goswami. He was so expert in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam that he could recite each and every verse in three melodious tunes. While Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was living with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord blessed him by offering him betel nuts offered to Jagannath deity and a garland of tulsi said to be as long as 14 cubits. 14 cubits, that would mean 21 feet. That would mean 28... What does that mean? So 21 feet. Then, how does that look? 21 feet. Yeah, around 7 meters long.
Which cubit is 1 and a half or 2 feet?
Hmm?
1 cubit is 1 and a half or 2 feet?
1 and a half. Under Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's order, one of his disciples constructed the Govinda temple. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami supplied all the ornaments for the Govinda deity. He never talked of nonsense or worldly matters, but always engaged in hearing about Krishna 24 hours a day. He never cared to hear blasphemy of a Vaishnava. Even when there were points to be criticized, he used to say that since all the Vaishnavas were engaged in the service of the Lord, he did not mind their faults. Later, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami lived at Radhakund in a small cottage. In the Gorganodesh Deepika, it is said that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was formerly the gopi named Raghamanjari. 110, 159 to 160. I list in this way only a portion of the innumerable devotees of Lord Chaitanya. To describe them all fully is not possible. From each branch of the tree have grown hundreds and thousands of sub-branches of disciples and grand-disciples. Srila Prabhupada. It was a desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his cult be spread all over the world. Therefore, there is a great necessity for many, many disciples of the branches of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciplic succession. His cult should be spread not only in a few villages or in Bengal or in India, but all over the world. It is very regrettable that complacent so-called devotees criticize the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness for accepting sannyas and spreading the cult of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. It is not our business to criticize anyone, but because they try to find fault with this movement, the real truth must be stated. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted devotees all over the world, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur confirmed this. It is in pursuit of their will that the ISKCON movement is spreading all over the world. Genuine devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must take pride in the spreading of the Krishna conscious movement instead of viciously criticizing its propaganda work. 110, 161 to 164. Every branch and sub-branch of the tree is full of innumerable fruits and flowers. They inundate the world with the waters of love of Krishna. Each and every branch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees has unlimited spiritual power and glory. Even if one had thousands of mouths, it would be impossible to describe the limits of their activities. I have briefly described the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in different places. Even Lord Sesha, who has thousands of mouths, could not list them all. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Conclusion. The associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were many, but none of them should be considered higher or lower. This cannot be ascertained. Yes.
Maharaj, how can we understand that certain associates of Mahaprabhu in Gaura Deepika described as a combination of Krishna's associates in Krishna Leela? How can we?
Because you'd see, it means what is the uniqueness of that, of the particular individual, its particular activities they do, particular service, particular qualities. So then you'll see both of those in one devotee. They'll do both of those kind of activities or both of those kind of flavors and add to the pastime. You know, it's just like Mother Jashoda is Mother Jashoda. But we see Sachimata as Mother Jashoda, she's Devaki, she's Prishni, she's all of whatever mothers that the Lord has in the pastimes, in the material world, she is that. Because the different aspects, different ones of those will be shown. But it's still, the basis is Mother Jashoda. Because she's the one that expands. So it may also be is that you're showing that this one expands from that one. So sometimes they're showing the one aspect, sometimes they're showing the other. Does that make sense? You know, like you're saying Ananga and Guna. So that means Guna must be connected with Ananga. Because you see there, it's not that. It's Mother Jashoda, Devaki, Prishni Garba, and Harani Kashipu. You know, it's those who match. You know, because we see in Braj, you're going to have one set of pastimes. But you see Lord Chaitanya, he is the full range of pastimes. So you're going to have the Braj aspect, you're going to have the Dwarka, the Mathura aspect, like even one of the devotees is Kubja. You know, you're going to have the Ram aspect, you're going to have then other avatars, Varaha Dev and the Shringa Dev, and so as the avatar you see so many of these aspects coming up. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So it's not wrong to say that both those are there. So you just have to see at any one time which one is manifested. You know, in a sense, we don't know these things. We just have to take it from what they say.
Yeah.
You know, because someone who's there, they can say. Is that okay? Does that work? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chapter 11, The Expansions of Lord Nityananda. Pratigya. All Krishna conscious activities should be undertaken for personal purification, not for material gain. Jaya Prakashika. The 11th chapter describes the branch called Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 17:324. As the branches and sub-branches of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are described in the 10th chapter, in this 11th chapter the branches and sub-branches of Sri Nityananda Prabhu are similarly listed. Footnote 7. At the top of the tree, the trunk branched into two. One trunk was named Sri Advaita Prabhu and the other Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So then this is taking the branch of Nityananda Prabhu. Shloka Anusharanam, verses 1 to 61. Lord Nityananda's branches. Verse 111, 1 through 7. After offering my obeisances unto all the devotees of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who are like bumblebees collecting honey from his lotus feet, I shall try to describe those who are the most prominent. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who takes shelter at his lotus feet is glorious. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the topmost branch of the indestructible tree of eternal love of Godhead. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances to all the sub-branches of that topmost branch. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is an extremely heavy branch of the Sri Chaitanya tree. From that branch grows many branches and sub-branches. Watered by the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these branches and sub-branches have grown unlimitedly and covered the entire world with fruits and flowers. These branches and sub-branches of devotees are innumerable and unlimited. Who could count them? For my personal purification, I shall try to enumerate only the most prominent among them. Srila Prabhupada. One should not write books or essays on transcendental subject matter for material name, fame, or profit. Transcendental literature must be written under the direction of a superior authority, because it is not meant for material purposes. One tries to write under superior authority, he becomes purified. All Krishna conscious activities should be undertaken for personal purification. Apana shodite, not for material gain. If by performance of devotional service you're connecting it to Krishna, then you'll be purified. Right? You don't do devotional activities to get the material benefits that comes with that. Is that something? It means these things come on their own. They're just automatic along with it. You perform the service, but you're performing to please Krishna. And then Krishna takes care of the devotees. So you worry about Krishna. Krishna will worry about you.
Somehow we don't realize that the benefits are coming because of Krishna consciousness.
Why? Who else is supplying these benefits?
Krishna only, but then we don't even think of it.
But as we get purified, then you start to see. You know, it's like later in the, I think, discussions with Ramananda Rai, there's that verse where Lord Chaitanya means the great devotees, then they see, as we were discussing this morning, they see with their eyes. The senses see things, but they don't see the thing. You can see the thing, but that will make them see the form of the Lord. So that's the uniqueness. It's not the jnana yogis and then they'll see the Lord. But the aspect of it, the potencies, the mechanics of it, all these things. But here's that these devotees, they just see the form of the Lord. Mm-hmm. They go back, that means it'll remind them of the form of the Lord, so they can see. That's what's important to them. The other's important so they don't bump into the wall and, they say, walk straight through the garden when there's an obvious path, and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay. 1.11.8. After Nityananda Prabhu, the greatest branch is Virabhadra Gosai, who also has innumerable branches and sub-branches. It is not possible to describe them all. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya, Virabhadra Gosai was the direct son of Srila Nityananda Prabhu and a disciple of Janavadevi.
Why not Warren
Jan? Sorry?
That's perfection.
No, but the thing is, it's not even his mother. His real mother was Vasudha, the other wife. Because Janava didn't have any children. Like that. In the Gorganadash Deepika. Okay. Cool. In the Gorganadash Deepika 67, he is mentioned as an incarnation of Kiradakshai Vishnu. Right? And she is, how do you say? She is Boo. So. It works. Therefore, Virabhadra Goswami is not different from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the village of the name Jamatapura, in the district of Hooghly, Virabhadra Goswami had a disciple named Yadunathacharya, who had two daughters, a real daughter named Srimati, and a foster daughter named Narayani. Both these daughters married, and they are mentioned in the Bhakti Ratnakar, 13 ways. Virabhadra Goswami had three disciples, who are celebrated as his sons, Gopijana Vallabha, Ramakrishna, and Ramachandra. The youngest, Ramachandra, belonged to the Sandilya dynasty and had the surname Vata Vyala. He established his family at Kadadaha, and its members are known as the Goswamis of Kadadaha. The eldest disciple, Gopijana Vallabha, was a resident of the village known as Lata, near the Manakara railway station in the district of Burdwan. The second, Ramakrishna, lived near Maladaha, in a village named Gayeshpura. So Maladaha is Malda?
Malda.
Okay. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur notes that since these three disciples belonged to different gotras or dynasties and also had different surnames and lived in different places, it's not possible to accept them as real sons of Virabhadra Gosai. Ramachandra had four sons, right? So he's Kiradakshaya Vishnu, so he's non-different from than Mahaprabhu, but Kiradakshaya Vishnu has a different mood, and so he'll be servant of the Lord, right? Just like Balaram is non-different from Krishna, but he still has that mood of service. Ramachandra had four sons, of whom the eldest was Radha Madhava, whose third son was named Yadavendra. Yadavendra's son was Nandakishore. His son was Nidhi Krishna. His son was Chaitanya Chanda. His son was Krishna Mohana. His son was Jagan Mohana. His son was Vyajanath. And his son was Shamalala. Yeah. Okay, Shamalal. Okay, Goswami. This is the genealogical table given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for the descendants of Virabhadra Gosai. 1:11, 9-13. Although Virabhadra Gosai was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he presented himself as a great devotee. And although the Supreme Godhead is transcendental to all Vedic injunctions, he strictly followed the Vedic rituals. He is the main pillar in the hall of devotional service erected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew within himself that he acted as the Supreme Lord Vishnu, but externally he was prideless. It is by the glorious mercy of Sri Virabhadra Gosai that people all over the world now have the chance to chant the names of Chaitanya and Nityananda. I therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of Virabhadra Gosai, so that by his mercy, my great desire to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita will be properly guided. Two devotees of Lord Chaitanya named Sri Ramadas and Garadhara Das always lived with Sri Virabhadra Gosai. Srila Prabhupada. Sri Ramadas, later known as Abhiram Thakur, was one of the 12 Gopalas, or cowherd boyfriends of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, footnote 8. The 12 Gopalas of Sri Nityananda Prabhu are as follows. Sridham from Krishna Leela came as Srila Abhiram Thakur. Sudama came as Sundarananda. Mahabala came as Kamalakara Pipalai. Subal came as Goridas Pandit. Arjuna Gopal came as Parameshwara Das. Vasudama came as Dhananjaya Pandit. Mahabahu came as Mahesh Pandit. Stoka Krishna came as Purushottam Pandit. Lavanga came as Kala Krishna Das. Dama came as either Purushottam Das Thakur or his son Kanu Thakur. Subahu came as Udarana Datta Thakur. And Kushamasava came as Kolabesha Sridhar. The Gorganudesh Deepika 1:26 states that Sri Ramadas was formerly Sridham. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, fourth wave, there is a description of Srila Abhiram Thakur. By the order of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Abhiram Thakur became a great acharya and preacher of the Chaitanya cult of devotional service. He was a very influential personality, and non-devotees were very much afraid of him. Empowered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he was always in ecstasy and was extremely kind to all fallen souls. It is said that if he offered obeisances to any stone other than a Shaligram Shila, it would immediately fracture. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anupasya, 10 miles southwest of the Champadanga railway station in the narrow gauge railway line from Howrah in Calcutta to Amta, a village in the Hooghly district, is a small town named Kanakula Krishnanagara, where the temple in which Abhiram Thakur worshipped is situated. During the rainy season, when this area is inundated with water, people must go there by another line, which is now called the Southeastern Railway. On this line, there is a station named Kolagata, from which one has to go by steamer to Ranichaka. 7.5 miles north of Ranichaka is Kanakula, the temple where Abhiram Thakur worshipped is situated in Krishnanagara, which is near the Kula bank of the Kana, Dwarakeshwara River. Therefore, this place is celebrated as Kanakula Krishnanagara. Outside the temple is a bokul tree. This place is known as Siddha Bokul Kunj. It is said that when Abhiram Thakur came there, he sat down under this tree. In Kanakula Krishnanagara, there is a big fair held every year in the month of Chaitra, March-April, on the Krishna Saptami, the seventh day of the dark moon. Many hundreds and thousands of people gather for this festival. The temple where Abhiram Thakur worshipped has a very old history. The deity in the temple is known as Gopinath. There are many Saivite families living near the temple. It is said that Abhiram Thakur had a whip, and that whoever he touched with it would immediately become an elevated devotee of Krishna. Among his many disciples, Sriman Srinivasacharya was the most famous and most dear, but it is doubtful that he was his initiated disciple.
Why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives so much information about the location?
So then you can go and visit. So you can go for pilgrimage, see the places and stuff. Otherwise, many of these places, if they're not mentioned like this, they would be lost. Who would know where half of these things are? Like that. So that's why then they give the detail down to the point of, you know, the train, the village, you know, even sometimes if that's not clear, the post office or, you know, some ways that you can do. Because once you get there, you can ask people. Mm-hmm. But unless you get there, just like so many devotees go to... What is it? Not up this way. Ambika Kulna, right down. Nityananda Prabhu is married there, and that. So most everyone goes there. The Goni Thai deities that are there and everything, and so that's quite well known. And so from there, you know, it's on the Ganga, just on the. You know, it means it's just up from the Ganga. You can go down to the Ganga, but then if you go back the opposite road, because there's basically only one road there, you go back to the railroad station. Right, it's not that far. So now if you just continue on the road that goes in front of the railroad station, it again turns back towards the Ganga. Right. You go down that some little distance, not very far. There's a Jagannath temple, really old Jagannath temple. The Jagannath Bal that they had hands. Very far out. It's all the terracotta and everything and like that. But unless details like this are given, no one would even know they're there, even though you go there and it's very, you know, very close. So that's the point, is that they give all these things so that these places are there, and then people may go. They may do service and all these things.
It was requested by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as well as Gaur Kishodas Babaji and one more senior Vaishnava to do this seva.
Okay, to do that particular document. So then he went and found all the places, because he mentions that there's, you know, he'll talk to the Jaris. There's the, what do you call it, the plaque will be there generally at the temple that gives some history and stuff like that. So he's documented whatever could be found. Okay, so then they wanted it done. 1.11.14-15. When Nityananda Prabhu was ordered to go to Bengal to preach, These two devotees, Sri Ramadas and Garadhar Das, were ordered to go with him. Thus they are sometimes counted among the devotees of Lord Chaitanya and sometimes among the devotees of Lord Nityananda. Similarly, Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh belong to both groups of devotees simultaneously. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya, quote, "There is a place named Danihata near the Agradweep railway station and Patuli in the district of Burdwan, where the deity of Sri Gopalnathji is still situated. This deity accepted Govinda Ghosh as his father." Even until today, the deity performs the Shraddha ceremony on the anniversary of the death of Govinda Ghosh. The temple of this deity is managed by the Rajavamsa family of Krishnanagara, whose members are descendants of Raja Krishnachandra. Every year in the month of Vaishak, when there is a Baradola ceremony, this Gopinath deity is taken to Krishnanagara. The ceremony is performed with 11 other deities, and then Sri Gopalnath... Gopinath. See, Gopinath ji is brought back to the temple in Agra. 1:11, 16-20. Ramadas, one of the chief branches, was full of fraternal love of Godhead. He made a flute from a stick with 16 knots. Footnote 9. This Ramadas was also mentioned in Lord Chaitanya's branches. Adi Lila 10:116. Srila Garadhar Das was always fully absorbed in ecstasy as a gopi. In his house, Lord Nityananda enacted the drama Dana Keli. Sri Madhava Ghosh was a principal performer of kirtan. While he sang, Nityananda Prabhu danced. When Vasudev Ghosh described Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda while performing kirtan, even wood and stone would melt upon hearing it. There are many extraordinary activities performed by Bharari, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes, in his ecstasy, he would slap the cheek of a tiger, and sometimes he would play with a venomous snake. Because he's not afraid, there's no fear, there's nothing like that. He's just seeing the living entity, and this happens to be their body. So living entity who's technically associated with the Lord, but he happens to be in a tiger's body, so then he just interacts, and so it works. It doesn't, so, you know, in other words, don't try this at home. Like that. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, Varari Chaitanya Das was born in the village of Sarvrindavanpura, which is situated about 2 miles from the Galasi station on the Burdwan line. When Murari Chaitanya Das came to Navadvip, he settled in the village of Modadruma, or Mamgachi Gram. So Modadruma would be that area of the Dvipa of Navadvip. Right? At that time he became known as Sharanga, or Sharanga Murari Chaitanya Das. The descendants of his family still reside in Sarerpada. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antyakanda, chapter 5, there is the following statement. Murari Chaitanya had no material bodily features, for he was completely spiritual. Thus he would sometimes chase after tigers in the jungle and treat them just like cats and dogs. He would slap the cheek of a tiger and take a venomous snake on his lap. He had no fear for his external body, of which he was completely forgetful. He could spend all 24 hours of the day chanting Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, or speaking about Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Sometimes he would remain submerged in water for 2 or 3 days, but he would feel no bodily inconvenience. Thus he behaved almost like stone or wood, but he always used his energy in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. No one can describe his specific characteristics, but it is understood that wherever Murari Chaitanya Das passed, whoever was present would be enlightened in Krishna consciousness simply by the atmosphere he created.
He and Saranga could both are
things? Yes. That's what he said. Murari Chaitanya, or he's also known as Sharanga Murari Chaitanya.
Chaitanya tree also with it.
Yes, as they say, because he was mentioning some are in both trees. Mm-hmm. So he's one of the ones that's in both trees. Yeah. too much happening, just go sit in the Ganga for 2 or 3 days, you know, under the water. You know, after you know, how you say Ras Purnima is over, you know, then come back out. You know. 1.11.21. All the associates of Lord Nityananda were formerly cowherd boys in Vrajabhumi. Right, so that's why some are on both sides. Okay. Their symbolic representations were the horns and sticks they carried, the cowherd dress, and the peacock plumes on their heads. Yes, why are they wearing them? Because they're cowherd boys. Srila Prabhupada. Janava Mata is also within the list of Lord Nityananda's followers. She is described in the Gaura-Ganadeshtipika 66 as Ananga Manjari of Vrindavan. All the devotees who are followers of Janava Mata are counted within the list of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's devotees. 1.11.22.23. The physician Raghunath, also known as Upadhyaya, was so great a devotee that simply by seeing him one would awaken his dormant love of Godhead. Sundarananda, another branch of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, was Lord Nityananda's most intimate servant. Lord Nityananda Prabhu perceived the life of Brajabhumi in his company. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat Antyakanda, chapter 5, it is stated that Sundarananda was an ocean of love of Godhead and the chief associate of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In the Gaura-Ganadeshtipika 127, he is stated to have been Sudama in the Krishna Leela. Thus, he is one of the 12 cowherd boys who came down with Balaram when he descended as Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The holy place where Sundarananda lived is situated in the village known as Maheshapura, which is about 14 miles east of the Majadia railway station of the Eastern Railway from Calcutta to Burdwan. This place is within the district of Jessore, which is now in Bangladesh. Among the relics in this village, only the old residential house of Sundarananda still exists. At the end of the village resides a Baula, pseudo-Vaishnava, and all the buildings, both the temples and the house, appear to be newly constructed. In Maheshpura, there are deities of Sri Radhavallabha and Sri Sri Radharaman. Near the temple is a small river of the name Vaitravati. Sundarananda Prabhu was a Naistika Brahmachari. He never married in his life. Therefore, he had no direct descendants except his disciples. But the descendants of his family still reside in the village known as Mangaladihi in the district of Birbhum. In that same village is the temple of Balaram, and the deity there is regularly worshipped. The original deity of Maheshpura, Radhavallabha, was taken by the Shaidabad Goswamis of Berhampur, and since the present deities were installed, a Zamindar family of the Maheshpura has looked after their worship. On the full moon day of the month of Magh, January, February, the anniversary of Sundarananda's disappearance is regularly celebrated, and people from the neighboring areas gather together to observe this festival. 1.11.24. Kamalakara Pipalai is said to have been the third Gopal. His behavior and love of Godhead were uncommon, and thus he is celebrated all over the world. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya, in the Gaura-Ganadeshtipika 128, Kamalakara Pipalai is described as the third Gopal. His former name was Mahabala. The Jagannath deity at Mahesha in Sri Ramapura was installed by Kamalakara Pipalai. This village of Mahesha is situated about 2.5 miles from the Sri Ramapura railway station. The genealogy of the family of Kamalakara Pipalai is given as follows. Kamalakara Pipalai had a son named Chaturbhuj, who had two sons named Narayana and Jagannath. Narayana had one same named Jagannanda, and his son's name was Rajivalochana. During the time of Rajivalochana, there was a scarcity of finances for the worship of the Jagannath deity. And it is said that the Nawab of Dhaka, whose name was Shah Shuja, donated 1,185 bigas of land, about 395 acres, in the Bengali year 1060, AD 1653. The land being the possession of Jagannath, the village was named Jagannathpura. It is said that when Kamalakara Pipalai left home, his younger brother, Nidhipati Pipalai, searched for him and in due course of time found him in the village of Mahesh. Nidhipati Pipalai tried his best to bring his elder brother home, but he would not return. Under these circumstances, Nidhipati Pipalai, with all his family members, came to Mahesha to reside. The members of his family still reside in the vicinity of the Mahesha village. Their family name is Adhikari, and they are a Brahmin family. The history of the Jagannath temple in Mahesh is as follows. One devotee of the name Durvananda went to see Lord Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra at Jagannath Puri, wanting to offer food to Jagannath Ji that he had cooked with his own hands. This being his desire, one night Jagannath Ji appeared to him in a dream and asked him to go to Mahesha on the bank of the Ganges and there start worship of him in a temple. Thus Dhruvananda went to Mahesha, where he saw the three deities, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, floating in the Ganges. He picked up all those deities and installed them in a small cottage, and with great satisfaction he executed the worship of Lord Jagannath. When he became old, he was very anxious to hand over the worship to the charge of someone reliable. And in a dream, he got permission from Jagannath Prabhu to hand it over to a person whom he would meet the next morning. The next morning, he met Kamalakara Pipalai, who was formerly an inhabitant of the village of Kalijuli in the Sundarvan forest area of Bengal. He was a pure Vaishnava, a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. Thus he immediately gave him charge of the worship. In this way, Kamalakara Pipalai became the worshipper of Lord Jagannath, and since then his family members have been designated as Adhikari, which means one who is empowered to worship the Lord. These Adhikaris belong to a respectable Brahmin family. Five types of upper-class Brahmins are recognized by the surname Pipalai. Suryadas Sarakela and his younger brother Krishnadas Sarakela both possessed firm faith in Nityananda Prabhu. They were a reservoir of love of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, 12th wave, it is stated that a few miles from Navadvip is a place called Shaligram. That was the residence of Suryadas Sarakela. He was employed as a secretary in the Muslim government of that time, and thus he amassed a good fortune. Suryadas had four brothers, all of whom were pure Vaishnavas. Vasudha and Janava were two daughters of Suryadas Sarakela. So then Nityananda Prabhu married his daughters. Gauridas Pandit, the emblem of the most elevated devotional service and love of Godhead, had the greatest potency to receive and deliver such love. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, it is said that Gauridas Pandit was always patronized by King Krishnadas, the son of Harihoda. Gauridas Pandit lived in the village of Shaligram, which is situated a few miles from the railway station Mudagacha, and later he came to reside in Ambika Kalna. It is stated in the Gauranudesh Deepika 128 that formerly he was Subal, one of the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna, and Balaram in Vrindavan. Okay, so then he was living there, and then Nityananda Prabhu came there. And then he married Suryadas Sarakela's daughters. So it's all... Gauridas Pandit was the younger brother of Suryadas Sarakela, and with the permission of his elder brother, he shifted his residence to the bank of the Ganges, living there in the town known as Ambika Kalna. The village of Ambika Kalna, which is situated just across the river Ganges from Shantipur, is 2 miles east of the Kalana-Korta railway station on the Eastern Railway. In Ambika Kalna, there is a temple constructed by the Zamindar of Burdwan. In front of the temple, there is a big tamarind tree. It is said that Gauridas Pandit and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met underneath this tree. The place where the temple is situated is known as Ambika, and because it is in the area of Kalna, the village is known as Ambika Kalna. It is said that a copy of the Bhagavad Gita written by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu still exists in this temple. 1.11.27.28. Making Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda the lords of his life, Gauridas Pandit sacrificed everything for the service of Lord Nityananda, even the fellowship of his own family. The 13th important devotee of Sri Nityananda Prabhu was Pandit Purandara, who moved in the ocean of love of Godhead, just like the Mandara Hill. Srila Prabhupada, Pandit Purandara met Sri Nityananda Prabhu at Kadadaha. When Nityananda Prabhu visited this village, he danced very uncommonly, and his dancing captivated Purandara Pandit. The Pandit was in the top of a tree, and upon seeing the dancing of Nityananda, he jumped down on the ground and proclaimed himself to be Angada, one of the devotees in the camp of Hanuman during the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. 1.11.29. Now that's an entrance, right? Parameshwara Das, said to be the fifth Gopal of Krishna Lila, completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Anyone who remembers his name, Parameshwara Das, will get love of Krishna very easily. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, the Chaitanya Bhagavat states that Parameshwara Das, known sometimes as Parameshwari Das, was the life and soul of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The body of Parameshwara Das was the place of Lord Nityananda's pastimes. Parameshwara Das, who lived for some time at Kadadaha village, was always filled with the ecstasy of a cowherd boy. Formerly, he was Arjuna, a friend of Krishna and Balaram. He was the fifth among the 12 Gopals. Right? So this is not Arjuna in Hastinapur. This is the cowherd boy. He was fifth among the 12 Gopalas. He accompanied Srimati Janavi Devi when she performed the festival at Kaitari. It is stated in the Bhakti Ratnakara that by the order of Srimati Janava Mata, he installed Radha Gopinath in the temple at Atapura in the district of Hooghly. The Atapura station is on the narrow gauge railway line between Howrah and Amta. Another temple in Atapura, established by the Mitra family, is known as the Radha Govinda Temple. In front of the temple is a very attractive place among two bokal trees and a kadamba tree. It is the tomb of Parameshwari Thakur, and above it is an altar with a tulsi bush. It is said that only one flower a year comes out of the kadamba tree. It is offered to the deity. Parameshwari Thakur belonged, it is said, to a Vaidya family. A descendant of his brothers is at present a worshipper in the temple. Some of the family members still reside in the district of Hooghly, near the post office of Chanditala. The descendants of Parameshwari Thakur took many disciples from Brahmin families. But as these descendants gradually took to the profession of physicians, persons from Brahmana families ceased becoming their disciples. Because it mentioned before they were Vaidyas. The family ties of the Parameshwari's descendants are Adhikari and Gupta. Unfortunately, his family members do not worship the deity directly. They have engaged paid Brahmins to worship the deity. In the temple, Baladev and Sri Radha Gopinath are together on the throne. It is supposed that the deity of Baladev was installed later because, according to Transcendental Mellow, Baladev, Krishna, and Radha cannot stay on the same throne. On the full moon day of Vaishak, April, May, the disappearance festival of Parameshwari Thakur is observed in this temple. Right, so there was probably some deity they either installed it just because they liked, or because, you know, the relationship with Baladev or whatever, he was somewhere else, and then there's no facility, so then they bring the deity, so then they'll put them all together. But as I mentioned, you don't put Baladev on the same altar as Radha and Krishna. He'll have his own altar.
All right. Is the term paid brahmanas an oxymoron?
Yeah, well, it basically means that they're doing a salary, so it's not proper, but it's supposed to be that they're doing the puja and doing all the things, so they're fully engaged. So it's not an occupation meaning for money. It's just their service. So when it's being done as a job, then you end up as paid Brahmin. So it's a bit of an oxymoron, but very popular. You know, so people want to have deities but won't take care, then they have paid Brahmins. Paid Brahmins don't mind because they get paid, you know, because they do Brahmin stuff, so they'll get paid for it, then that's even better. You know, so, yeah. But generally when you say paid Brahmins means they're not necessarily interested in pure devotion. They do the rituals, they do the things, so, like that. 1:11:30. Jagadish Pandit, the 15th branch of the Lord Nityananda's followers, was the deliverer of the entire world. The devotional love of Krishna showered him like torrents of rain. Showered from him like torrents of rain. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anupasya, descriptions of Jagadish Pandit are available from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Kanda chapter 6, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila chapter 14, footnote 10. Both of these citations refer to when Lord Chaitanya was young and cried until he was allowed to eat the Ekadasi preparations made by the Brahmana brothers Jagadish and Hiranya. He belonged to the village of Yashoda Gram in the district of Nadia near the Chakta railway station. His father, the son of Bhatta Narayana, was named Kamalaksha. Both his father and mother were great devotees of Lord Vishnu, and after their death, Jagadish, with his wife Dukini and brother Mahesh, left his birthplace and came to Sri Mayapur to live in the company of Jagannath Mishra and other Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya asked Jagadish to go to Jagannath Puri to preach the Hari Nam Sankirtan movement. After returning from Jagannath Puri, on the order of Lord Jagannath, he established deities of Jagannath in the village of Yashagrama. It is said that when Jagadish Pandit brought the deity of Jagannath to Yashagram, he tied the heavy deity to a stick and thus brought him to the village. The Jagannath temple in Chakta.
It's a huge deity.
Yeah. Well, I think they still have the stick.
Yeah, they still have the stick.
Yeah. The priest of the temple still The priest of the temple still show the stick used by Jagadish Pandit to carry the Jagannath deity. So it's a big stick. 1:11:31. The 16th dear servant of Nityananda Prabhu was Dhananjaya Pandit. He was very much renounced and always merged in love of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anupasya, Pandit Dhananjaya was a resident of the village in Katwa named Shitala. He was one of the 12 Gopalas. His former name, according to the Gauranga Deepika 127, was Vasudama. Shitala Gram is situated near the Mangalakota police station and Kaichara post office in the district of Burdwan. On the narrow railway from Burdwan to Katwa is a railway station about 9 miles from Katwa known as Kaichara. One has to go about a mile northeast of this station to reach Shitala. The temple was a thatched house with walls made of dirt. Some time ago, the zamindars of Bhaja Ravana Kabashi, the Mullahs, constructed a big house for the purpose of a temple. But for the last 65 years, the temple has been broken down and abandoned. The foundation of the old temple is still visible. There is a Tulsi pillar near the temple. And every year during the month of Kartik, October, November, the disappearance day of Dhananjaya is observed. It is said that for some time Pandit Dhananjaya was in a Sankirtan party under the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he went to Vrindavan. Before going to Vrindavan, he lived for some time in a village called Sanchada Panchada, which is 6 miles south of the Memari railway station. Sometimes this village is also known as the place of Dhananjaya, Dhananjayarapata. After some time, he left the responsibility for worship with a disciple and went back to Vrindavan. After returning from Vrindavan to Shitalagram, he established the deity of Gaurasundara in the temple. The descendants of Pandit Dhananjaya still live in Shitalagram and look after the temple worship. 1.11.32 Mahesh Pandit, the 7th of the 12 Gopals, was very liberal. In great love of Krishna, he danced to the beating of a kettle drum like a madman. Footnote 11. Although it is not mentioned here, Mahesh Pandit was the cowherd boy known as Mahabahu in Krishna Lila. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, writes in his Anubhasya, the village of Mahesh Pandit, which is known as Palapada, is situated in the district of Nadia within a forest about 1 mile south of the Chukta railway station. The Ganges flows nearby. It is said that formerly Mahesh Pandit lived on the eastern side of Jirat in the village known as Mashipura or Yashipura. And when Mashipura merged into the riverbed of the Ganges, the deities there were brought to Palapada, which is situated in the midst of various villages such as Beledanga, Berigrama, Shukasagara, Chandude, and Manasapota. There are about 14 villages, and the entire neighborhood is known as Panchanagara Paragana. It is mentioned that Mahesh Pandit joined a festival performed by Sri Nityananda Prabhu at Panihati. Narottam Das Thakur also joined in the festival, and Mahesh Pandit saw him on that occasion. In the temple of Mahesh Pandit, there are deities of Gornitai, Sri Gopinath, Sri Madan Mohan, and Radha Govinda, as well as a Shaligram, Shila. Right, because the Shaligram then will accept the worship for all the deities. So the deities are just dress, and then the puja is all done to the Shaligram, all the technical points. 1.1.33 Purushottam Pandit, a resident of Navadvip, was the 8th Gopal. He would become almost mad as soon as he heard the holy name of Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada, it is stated in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that Purushottama Pandit was born in Navadvip and was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. As one of the 12 Gopals, his former name was Stoka Krishna. 1.11.34.36 Balaram Das always fully tasted the nectar of love of Krishna. Upon hearing the name of Nityananda Prabhu, he would become greatly maddened. Yadunath Kavichandra was a great devotee. Lord Nityananda always danced in his heart. 21st devotee of Sri Nityananda in Bengal was Krishnadas Brahmana, who was a first-class servant of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word Radhe refers to Radhadesh, the part of Bengal where the Ganges does not flow. 1.11.37 The 22nd devotee of Lord Nityananda Prabhu was Kala Krishnadas, who was the 9th cowherd boy. He was a first-class Vaishnava and did not know anything beyond Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada. In the Gauranga Deepika 1.32, it is said that Kala Krishnadas, who is also known as Kaliya Krishnadas, was formerly a gopa, cowherd boy, of the name Lavanga. He was one of the 12 cowherd boys. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, Kaliya Krishnadas had his headquarters in a village named Akaihata, which is situated in the district of Burdwan within the jurisdiction of the post office and police station of Katwa. It is situated on the road to Navadvip. To reach Akaihata, one has to go from the... Really, that's how you spell it. Wow. Bandel. But it's technically spelled B-Y... A then Mordaninda E L. Yeah. Yeah. So they just basically drop the Y, right? So one has to go from Yandal Junction Station to the Katwa Railway Station and then go about 2 miles. Or one has to get off at the Danihata Station and go from there 1 mile. The village of Akaihata is very small. In the month of Chaitra, on the day of Varuni, there is a festival commemorating the disappearance day of Kala Krishna Das. 1:11:38-39. The 23rd and 24th prominent devotees of Nityananda Prabhu were Sadashiva Kaviraj and his son Purushottama Das, who was the 10th Gopal. From birth, Purushottama Das was merged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and he always engaged in childish play with Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anupashya, Sadashiva Kaviraj and Nagara Purushottama, who are father and son, are described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat as Mahabhagyavan, greatly fortunate. They belong to the Vaidya caste of physicians. Text 156 of the Gauranadesh Deepika says that Chandravali, a most beloved gopi of Krishna, later took birth as Sadashiva Kaviraj. In texts 194 and 200, it is said that Kamsari Sena, the father of Sadashiva Kaviraj, was formerly a gopi named Ratnavali in Krishna's pastimes. All the family members of Sadashiva Kaviraj were great devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purushottama Das Thakur sometimes lived in Sukha Sagara, near the Chaktaha and Sumarali railway stations. All the deities installed by Purushottam Thakur were formerly situated in Beldanga Gram. But when the temple was destroyed, the deities were brought to Sukha Sagara. When that temple merged into the bed of the Ganges, the deities were brought with Janava Mata's deity to Sahebadanga Beri Grama. Since that place also has been destroyed, all the deities are now situated in the village named Chandude Grama, which is situated 1 mile up from Palapada, as referred to above. Got that? 1:11:40. Sri Kanha Thakur, a very respectable gentleman, was the son of Purushottam Das Thakur. He was a great devotee that Lord Krishna always lived in his body. Was such a great devotee that Lord Krishna always lived in his body. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, to go to the headquarters of Kanha Thakur, one has to proceed by boat from the Jikaragacha Ghat station to the river known as Kapo Taksha. Otherwise, if one goes about two or two and a half miles from the Jikaragacha Ghat station, he can see Bodhakana, the headquarters of Kanha Thakur. The son of Sadashiva was Purushottam Thakur, and his son was Kanha Thakur. The descendants of Kanha Thakur know him as Nagara Purushottama. He was the cowherd boy named Dama during Krishna Lila. It is said that just after the birth of Kanha Thakur, his mother, Janava, died. When he was about 12 days old, Sri Nityananda Prabhu took him to his home at Kadadaha. It is ascertained that Kanha Thakur was born sometime in Bengal year 942. That's going to be 942. Generally, the numbers are bigger. Okay. Is that different? Bengali year is different from Shakabda?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought Shakabda was a Bengali year. It's different. Okay. So Bengali year 942, AD 1535. It is said that he took birth on the Rath Yatra day. Because he was a great devotee of Lord Krishna from the very beginning of his life, Sri Nityananda Prabhu gave him the name Shishu Krishnadas. When he was 5 years old, he went to Vrindavan with Janava Mata and the Goswamis. Upon seeing the ecstatic symptoms of Kanha Thakur, Oh, and the Goswamis, upon seeing the ecstatic symptoms of Kanu Thakur, gave him the name Kanai Thakur. In the family of Kanu Thakur, yeah, so this Janava Mata is different from the Janava that was his mother. In the family of Kanu Thakur, there was a Radha Krishna deity known as Pranavallabha. It is said that his family worshipped this deity long before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When there was a Maharashtrian invasion of Bengal, the family of Kanu Thakur was scattered. And after the invasion, one Hare Krishna Goswami of the family came back to the original home, Bodha Kana, and reestablished the Pranavallabha deity. The descendants of the family still engaged in the service of Pranavallabha. Kanu Thakur was present during the Ketari Utsava, when Janava Devi and Virabhadra Goswami were also present. One of Kanu Thakur's family members, Madhavacharya, married the daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is named Ganga Devi. Both Purushottam Thakur and Kanu Thakur had many disciples from Brahmin families. Most of the disciplic descendants of Kanu Thakur now reside in the village named Gade Beta by the river Shilavati in the Bindapur district. Maharashtrian invasion?
That's what I was thinking of.
No? Okay. 1.11.41. Udarahana Datta Thakur, the 11th among the 12 cowherd boys, was an exalted devotee of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda in all respects. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, the Sri Garganadesh Deepika 129 states that Udarana Datta Thakur was formerly the cowherd boy of Vrindavan named Subahu. Udarana Datta Thakur, previously known as Sri Udarana Datta, was a resident of Saptagram, which is situated on the bank of the Saraswati River near the Trisha Biga railway station in the district of Hooghly. At the time of Udarana Thakur, Saptagram was a very big town, encompassing many other places such as Vasudevpura, Bansha Bhediya, Krishnapura, Nityanandapura, Shivapura, Shankana Nagara, and Saptagram. Calcutta was developed under British rule by the influential mercantile community, and especially by the Suvarnabhanic community, who came down from Saptagram to establish their businesses and homes all over Calcutta. They were known as the Saptagrami mercantile community of Calcutta, and most of them belonged to the Mulluk and Sill families. More than half of Calcutta belonged to this community, as did Sri Udarana Thakur. Our paternal family also came from this district and belonged to the same community. The Mulluks of Calcutta are divided into two families, namely the Sill family and Day family. All the Mulluks of the Day family originally belonged to the same family in Gotra. We also formerly belonged to the branch of the Day family, whose members, intimately connected with the Muslim rulers, received the title Mulluk. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat Antyakanda, Chapter 5, it is said that Udarana Datta was an extremely elevated and liberal Vaishnava. He was born with the right to worship Nityananda Prabhu. It is also stated that Nityananda Prabhu, after staying for some time in Kadadaha, came to Saptagram and stayed in the house of Udarana Datta. The Suvarnabhanic community to which Udarana Datta belonged was actually a Vaishnava community. Its members were bankers and gold merchants. Suvarna means gold and Vanik means merchant. Long ago, there was a misunderstanding between Balal Sena and the Suvarnabhanic community because of the great banker Gauri Sena. Balal Sena was taking loans from Gauri Sena and spending money extravagantly, and therefore Gauri Sena stopped supplying money. Palasena took revenge by instigating a social conspiracy to make the Suvarnabhanics outcasts. And since then, they have been ostracized by the higher castes, namely the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. But by the grace of Srila Nityananda Prabhu, the Suvarnabhanic community was again elevated. It is said in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Yateka Vanik Kula Udarana Haite Pavitra Hoila Dvida Nahike Ihate. There is no doubt that all the community members of the Suvarnabhanic society were again purified by Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In Saptagram, there is still a temple with a sixth-armed deity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that was personally worshipped by Srila Udarana Datta Thakur. On the right side of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a deity of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and on the left side is Garadhar Pandit, Garadhar Prabhu. There are also a Radha Govinda Murti and a Shaligram Srila. And below the throne is the picture of Sri Udarana Datta Thakur. In front of the temple there is now a big hall, and in front of the hall is a Madhavi Lata plant. The temple is in a very shady, cool, and nicely situated location. When we returned from America in 1967, the executive committees of this temple invited us to visit it. And thus, we had the opportunity to visit this temple with some American students. Formerly, in our childhood, we visited this temple with our parents because all the members of the Suvarnabhanic community enthusiastically take interest in this temple of Udarana Datta Thakur. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur adds in his Anubhasya, in the Bengali year 1283, A.D. 1876, a Babaji of the name Nitai Das arranged for a donation of 12 bigas of land, about 4 acres, for the temple where Udarana Datta Thakur worshipped. The management of the temple later deteriorated. But then, in 1306, A.D. 1899, through the cooperation of the famous Balaram Malak of Hubli, who was a sub-judge and many rich Suvarnabhanic community members, the management of the temple improved greatly. Not more than 50 years ago, one of the family members of Udarana Datta Thakur, named Jagmohan Datta, established a wooden murti, statue of Udarana Datta Thakur, in the temple. But that murti is no longer there. At present, a picture of Udarana Datta Thakur is worshipped. It is understood, however, that the wooden murti of Udarana Datta Thakur was taken away by Sri Madan Mohan Datta and is now being worshipped with the Shaligram Srila by Srinath Datta, right? Someone else in the family, somewhere else. Udarana Datta Thakur was the manager of the estate of a big zamindar in Naihati, about 1.5 miles north of Katwa. The relics of this royal family are still visible near the Dainhata station. Since Udarana Datta Thakur was the manager of the state, he was also known as Udaranapura. Udarana Datta Thakur installed Nitai Gaur deities that were later brought to the house of the zamindar, which was known as Vanao Yaribada. Srila Udarana Datta Thakur remained a householder throughout his life. His father's name was Shikara Datta, his mother's name was Bhadravati, and his son's name was Srinivas Datta. 1142. The 27th prominent devotee of Nityananda Prabhu was Acharya Vaishnava Ananda, a great personality in devotional service. He was formerly known as Raghunatha Puri. Srila Prabhupada. In the Gorgana Deshtipika, it is said that Raghunath Puri was previously very powerful in the 8 mystic successes. He was an incarnation of one of the successes. 1.11.43. Another important devotee of Lord Nityananda Prabhu was Vishnudas, who had 2 brothers, Nandana and Gangadas. Lord Nityananda Prabhu sometimes stayed at their house. Srila Prabhupada. three brothers, Vishnudas, Nandana, and Gangadas, were residents of Navadvip and belonged to the Bhattacharya Brahmin family. Both Vishnudas and Gangadas stayed for some time with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, and the Chaitanya Bhagavat states that formerly Nityananda Prabhu stayed at their house. 1.11.44 Paramananda Upadhyaya was Nityananda Prabhu's great servitor. Sri Jiva Pandit glorified the qualities of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada. Sri Paramananda Upadhyaya was an advanced devotee. His name is mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Therefore, Sri Jiva Pandit is also mentioned as the second son of Ratnagarbha Acharya and a childhood friend of Hadai Oja, the father of Nityananda Prabhu. In the Gauranga Deepika 169, it is said that Sri Jiva Pandit was formerly the gopi named Indra. 1.11.45 The 31st devotee of Lord Nityananda Prabhu was Paramananda Gupta, who is greatly devoted to Lord Krishna and highly advanced in spiritual consciousness. Formerly, Nityananda Prabhu also resided at his house for some time. Srila Prabhupada. Paramananda Gupta composed a prayer to Lord Krishna known as Krishna Stavavali. In the Gauranga Deepika 194 and 199, it is stated that he was formerly the gopi named Manju Medha. 1.11.46-47 The 32nd, 33rd, 34th, and 35th prominent devotees were Narayana, Krishnadas, Manohara, and Devananda, who always engaged in the service of Lord Nityananda. The 36th devotee of Lord Nityananda was Hoda Krishnadas, whose life and soul was Nityananda Prabhu. He was always dedicated to the lotus feet of Nityananda, and he knew no one else but him. Srila Prabhupada. The residence of Krishnadas Hoda was Badagachi, which is now in Bangladesh. 1.11.48 Among Lord Nityananda's devotees, Nakari was the 37th, Mukunda the 38th, Surya the 39th, Madhava the 40th, Sridhar the 41st, Ramananda the 42nd, Jagannath the 43rd, and Mahadhara the 44th. Srila Prabhupada. Kolavecha Sridhara was the 12th Gopala, who is Kusumasava in Krishna Lila. So this Sridhara, it says here, the 41st. 1.11.49-50 Srimanta was the 45th, Gokula Das the 46th, Hari Haranadas, Hari Ananda, the 47th, Hari Harananda, the 47th, Shivai the 48th, Nandai the 49th, and Paramananda the 50th. Vasanta was the 51st, Navani Hoda the 52nd, Gopala the 53rd, Sanatana the 54th, Vishnai the 55th, Krishnananda the 56th, and Sulochana the 57th. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, Navani Hoda appears to have been the same person as Hoda Krishnadas, the son of the king of Badagachi. His father's name was Hari Hoda. One can visit Badagachi by taking the Lal Gola Ghata railway line. Formerly, the Ganges flowed by Badagachi, but now it has become a canal known as the Kalishira Kala. Near the Madhugachi station is a village known as Shaligram, in which King Krishnadas arranged for the marriage of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as described in the Bhakti Ratnakar, 12th wave. It is sometimes said that Navani Hoda was the son of Raja Krishnadas. His descendants still live in Rukantapura, a village near Bahirgachi. They belong to the Daksha Radhiya Kayasta community. But, having been reformed as Brahmanas, they still initiate all classes of men. 1.11.51 The 58th great devotee of Lord Nityananda Prabhu was Kamsari Sena, the 59th was Ramasena, the 60th was Ramachandra Kaviraj, and the 61st, 62nd, and 63rd were Govinda, Sri Ranga, and Mukunda, who were all physicians. Srila Prabhupada. Sri Ramachandra Kaviraj, the son of Kandavashi, Chitranjiva, and Sunanda, was a disciple of Srinivasacharya and the most intimate friend of Narottam Das Thakur, who prayed several times for his association. His youngest brother was Govinda Kaviraj. Srila Jiva Goswami very much appreciated Sri Ramachandra Kaviraj's great devotion to Lord Krishna and therefore gave him the title Kaviraj. Sri Ramachandra Kaviraj, who was perpetually disinterested in family life, greatly assisted in the preaching work of Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur. He resided at first in Sri Kanda, but later in the village of Kumaranagar on the bank of the Ganges. Govinda Kaviraj was the brother of Ramachandra Kaviraj and the youngest son of Chitranjiva of Sri Kanda. Although at first a Shakta, a worshipper of goddess Durga, he was later initiated by Srinivasacharya Prabhu. Govinda Kaviraj also resided first in Sri Kanda and then in Kumaranagara, but later he moved to the village known as Telia Budhari on the southern bank of the river Padma. Since Govinda Kaviraj, the author of two books, Sangita Madhava and Gitamrita, was a great Vaishnav kavi, or poet, Srila Jiva Goswami gave him the title Kaviraj. He is described in the Bhakti Ratnakar, ninth wave. Kamsari Senu is formerly Ratnavali in Vraja, as described in the Gauranga-desh Deepika, 194 and 200. 111-52-53. Among the devotees of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Pitambara was the 64th, Madhavacharya the 65th, Damodar Das the 66th, Shankara the 67th, Mukunda the 68th, Jnana Das the 69th, and Manohara the 70th. The dancer Gopal was the 71st, Ramabhadra the 72nd, Gauranga Das the 73rd, Nishinga Chaitanya the 74th, and Meena Ketana Ramadas the 75th. Srila Prabhupada. The Gauranga-desh Deepika 68 describes Meenakatana Ramdas as an incarnation of Shankarshana. 111-54-55. Vrindavan Das Thakur, the son of Srimati Narayani, composed Sri Chaitanya Mangala, later known as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Srila Vyasadeva described the pastimes of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Vyasa of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Vrindavan Das, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was an incarnation of Veda Vyas and also a friendly cowherd boy named Kushuma Pida in Krishna Lila. In other words, the author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the son of Srivas Thakur's niece, Narayani, was a combined incarnation of Veda Vyas and the cowherd boy Kushuma Pida. There is a descriptive statement by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his commentary on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, giving the biographical details of the life of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Right, so it means that he does that work of Vyasadeva, so he has that potency like that, and then he has this friendly aspect where he's the, you know, associate of Lord Nityananda. Among all the branches of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Virabhadra Gosai was the topmost. His sub-branches were unlimited. No one can count the unlimited followers of Nityananda Prabhu. I have mentioned some of them just for my self-purification. All these branches, the devotees of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, being full of ripened fruits of love of Godhead, distributed these fruits to all they met, flooding them with love of Krishna. All these devotees had unlimited strength to deliver unobstructed, unceasing love of Krishna. By their own strength, they could offer anyone Krishna and love of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sung, Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. In this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that a pure Vaishnava, as the proprietor of Krishna and love of Krishna, can deliver both to anyone and anyone, everyone he likes. Therefore, to get Krishna and love of Krishna, one must seek the mercy of pure devotees. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also says, Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasada Nagati Kadhopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one is blessed by the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. By the grace of a Vaishnava, or bona fide spiritual master, one can get both love of Godhead, Krishna, and Krishna himself. So you get the love for Krishna and also that service to Krishna. 1160-61. I have briefly described only some of the followers and devotees of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Even the thousand-mouthed Sesha Naga cannot describe all these unlimited devotees. With an ardent desire to serve the purpose of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Conclusion. All Krishna conscious activities should be undertaken for personal purification, not for material gain. You see, as all of them are all engaged in the service of Nityananda Prabhu. Chapter 12. The expansions of Advaita Acharya and Gadadhar Pandit. Pratigya. Any opinion different from the opinion of the spiritual master is useless. So it's a straightforward point. It's not something, well, maybe this and that. I think it wasn't here. We were, or this morning. Yeah, I think this morning. Then it was being mentioned that if someone is discussing about the Lord, he has qualities or not, or this or that, or whether this is correct or not, but they accept that there's a supreme, then they're agnostic. But if they argue on the point whether there is a supreme or not, they're an atheist. Right. And so then the Vaishnavas, then they accept the Lord as he is, and they hear from authority. So therefore then, if you take an opinion different from the spiritual master, then that's useless. Because the point is that we get the benefit of serving Krishna from the spiritual master. So if we're going to have a different opinion from that, then what will we get? Because we have to remember, we don't function on our own potency. It's all coming from Krishna. So unless it's coming in the parampara nicely, it won't work. Because our own logic, our own these kind of aspects, that's not what makes devotional service. Devotional service means using the intelligence how to apply. It doesn't mean sitting around thinking, oh, whether I should do this or not, whether it's good or not, or these kind of things. Point is how to apply it. How does it function? How to make it work? And if one then complains that, you know, but then this is just blind faith, the point is that, one, this term is overused, and two, is that if you check something first, then it has the qualification, then you go with that, you can't say it's blind faith. Otherwise, the person saying blind faith goes and gets on the same bus every day. But that could be, it's going somewhere else, you know, like that. Maybe they just parked at that place, or maybe someone changed the sign, or maybe the driver just is bored of his regular route and wants to go another way, you know. So therefore, it's just blind faith he gets on. No, he's checked it, this is the one, it's authorized, this is the way it works. So that's how the parampara works. You see that it's there, you accept that, and then you go. And then for fools to always call it blind faith because they have no other way to describe it, then it's an overextension of, it's an overworn overextension of a word. You know, anything that opposes their rational viewpoint, then the only rebuttal they have is blind faith. So they're not as rational as they like to think they are.
What do we say to a devotee who he considers that a particular instruction from his spiritual master is maybe contradictory to what Srila Prabhupada has given in his books? Or
I could ask the spiritual master.
Means tell the person to ask the spiritual master?
Means the person can ask his spiritual master, is that you're telling me this and here in the problem, I don't understand how it, you know, like that, please explain, because they must be the same, right?
Yeah.
So then that could be explained. Because it can be just different words are used, different contexts are used, like this. Or he sees how what Prabhupada's saying is within what his spiritual master is saying. And so then he does what Srila Prabhupada's saying in the context of what the spiritual master is saying. But he finds some way to. So,
sure. Let's say in this situation, it's less of a philosophical point and more of a general instruction.
Like, don't pick your nose in public or something.
A service, for example. A particular service.
But then there's always the nature of the person. That's what I'm saying. You ask, why? Because it may be that that's just the nature of that person. So then it works like that. You know, it may not be ideal, but you know what to do. So, yeah. Ajaya Prakashi. The 12th chapter describes the branch called Sri Advaita Prabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 17.3.24. I mean, it's always the thing is that you're coming in a line, Srila Prabhupada, you make sure that what's being said is in that line also, so you don't have that kind of problem. Mm-hmm. Like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, both things are there. Yes?
Would it be a solution following that same pattern that if we doubt that the spiritual master will give a certain instruction, and better we don't ask him at all.
Means if we want a specific instruction.
Not necessarily, but we want to develop in a certain way, and we know the instructions are there in the book, Srila Prabhupada's books, and we actually studied the books.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a sense that the spiritual master might give certain ideas we probably don't appreciate. So can we just develop our own way?
It means you can do, because it's better to do that and not disobey the order. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But at the same time, is if it could be brought up that this is what you're doing, this is why you're doing it, and how you're engaged, and it be approved, that's also very standard. You know what I'm saying? So that would be your best position. The second would be doing what they're doing, knowing that, you know, it's there and it's not opposed to by whatever it is that's going, and so you're doing. Then the least would be to ask the spiritual master, tell him that he doesn't want you to do it, and then you do it anyway. You know, so it's not ideal, but these things go on. Yes.
If in one case we more appreciate opinion of one preacher than of our paramount guru, as if, for example, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he explained that Krishna created this world, by this way we over suffer here, and he created this world because if we will suffer here, then we go back to him. But one preacher, he explained that Krishna created this world without sufferings, but we suffer here because we disturb each other by our material desires. We want to exploit each other, and that's why we suffer. And if we more appreciate this second opinion, because Krishna looks more kind in this situation, that he doesn't want that we are suffering, and we suffer here only because of our egoism. But also we read this opinion of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that Krishna created, that we will suffer here and we will back to him. What should we
do? Well, the point is the material world where the jiva is supposed to be? Is the material world where the jiva is supposed to stay? Why not? Why isn't it the place where the jiva should be? Yes. And so what's the problem here? Why doesn't this match?
The motivation of Sri Krishna. Why
is it Krishna's motivation? Why isn't it our motivation? Why is it Krishna's the one being judged? He's a nice guy or not. What about us that we had we were situated in the spiritual world and we walked out on Krishna because we thought we could get more out of the material world. So when he says, oh, it's just because we do like this, but that's what everybody here is doing. So the material world is like that. It's the place for those people. You know, it's also called Durga. It's a prison. So the point is it has that aspect to it. You can say Krishna looks nicer that way, but it's about Krishna has to prove his niceness. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Because the point is that Krishna's so kind, he's made this world and you do all that, but because we're intent on trying to enjoy ourselves, so it's not like, if we didn't go after our own material desire and we were just nice people, then the material world would be a nice place. Right? Because that's what's being inferred by this second view. But the point is can the material world be a nice place? Because is there such a thing as even if you're being nice, that it's still not self-centered, that it's still not about material? It still has nothing to do with the soul. You know what I'm saying? So the whole point is why is it we have to take these two? Why? Because Srila Prabhupada just mentions that the material world, being a temporary place, it doesn't have anything for the soul to appreciate, really. Because the soul being eternal, the material world is temporary, it's not the right place for the soul. Therefore, we should strive to go back to the spiritual world. That's the principle that's working at. Why does it have to be someone's fault, or someone's nice or not nice? Does that make sense? Because the material world is designed that you can try to enjoy yourself like you want. That's why everyone came here. It's not that, oh, most people are nice, but a few aren't. That's what makes it unnice. No, nobody's nice. You know what I'm saying? Even if they present themselves as nice, it's for the benefit they'll get out of it. Does that make sense? If you understand and you look, because it's not connected to Krishna. Whose place is this? If we're saying Krishna's not nice, who gave all this stuff? Right? Who's the life force in the body? Who makes the senses work? Who makes the intelligence work? That's all Krishna. So he's creating all this facility. And the idea is that since we're going to try to use it not about for Krishna, it will give us trouble. And at one point we'll go, why are we here? Right? And then we'll look to the spiritual. So that's what that. So Maya, her job is making us uncomfortable so that we'll turn away from material life and turn towards Krishna. You know what I'm saying? So it's not Krishna that does it. We do it with Maya. Does that make sense? You know, it'd be just like, let's say, he had a kid. He went in the kitchen, stole some bananas. So then it was worked out, okay, this guy stole bananas, right? So then an arrangement was made that this kid, 3 meals a day, would just get bananas. He likes bananas so much, he went to the go-down, stole the bananas. So as much bananas as he wants, he could have. There's no limit. And so, like that, I'm not sure how long it was, you know, like 2 days or something, he couldn't handle it anymore. Never stole a banana again. You know?
He ate bananas again.
He might not have even eaten bananas again, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's how the material world is that, okay, you want material life, go for it. But all you're going to get is misery. So to say is, oh, it can't be this, it can't be that, it has to be this or that, that's duality. The point is it's both. We're trying to make our that makes the suffering, but what's the solution? It's only when you connect yourself to Krishna. It's not by being nice that the material world becomes better. You know what I'm saying? It's just there isn't any situation where it's better. You know, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Just like you say in Russia, okay, then you have the Tsar there, right? So you had people had their regular life like they had in Europe, exactly the same. They didn't like it, they revolted, right, against this European lifestyle. And kicked out the Tsar, well, actually not kicked him out, you know, shot him, whatever, and tossed him in a well, I think is the appropriate action, then they set up communism. And now it'll be, everybody will be equal, it'll all be the same, everybody will be nice and all that. They hated that also, until the point then they revolt against that. And then they take up then the democracy like Europe again. And still they're complaining. So it doesn't matter what you do, no one's going to be happy. This idea that, no, no, if we make good arrangements, everybody can be... There's no such thing. That's the illusion. So we have to understand is that you behave as nicely as possible, but you have to shift the consciousness to Krishna. Because in the material world, it doesn't matter how nice you are, it's not going to be nice. You can say, oh, but others aren't nice. No, but just, it's that's the way the material world is.
I didn't want to, I fully agree with this point. I just want to put in fact that we suffer here, not because Krishna wants to make us suffer.
No, Krishna doesn't want to make us suffer. Krishna makes the material world so that when we suffer, we'll turn to him. Why will we suffer? Because we're attached to the material world and try to enjoy it. Does that make sense? So that's the whole thing. It's not that Krishna is, you know, sitting there and, you know, going, wah-ha-ha-ha, like that. Does that make sense? He's arranged the material world so that we can go back to Godhead. You know? Does that make sense? So the point is that it's not our place. That's why it doesn't work. So whether one's situated in goodness, one's situated in passion, ignorance, it doesn't matter where you're situated, it's not going to work. Does that make sense? It may not work in different ways. Like mode of ignorance, it just really just doesn't work. Mode of passion works, but you still aren't satisfied. Mode of goodness, everything runs very smoothly, peacefully and all that, and still you're not satisfied. So the point is it's because you can't be satisfied here. And if you're saying, well, why is it made like that? It's because it's dead matter. Right? How can the soul who's alive enjoy dead matter? And if you ask, well, why it's dead matter, it's because in the spiritual world where the matter is conscious, they don't want to be used in a mundane way by some you know, person who's opposed to Krishna. Therefore, they're transferred to the material world where, you know, you can harass this desk all day and it doesn't care. But in the spiritual world, the desk is conscious. So it's supposed to be used for Krishna. And if you want to use it for yourself, you know, keep your Cosmo magazines inside or something, then it's going to get upset. You understand? So therefore, we're put in a place where we can't upset the place. You know, but because each of us is trying to control the place how we like, someone else wants to control the same place, so therefore we fight. But even if we weren't fighting, it still won't satisfy because it's unconscious. It's dead matter. You understand? So there's no other place to put the living entities, because in the spiritual world, no one's going to tolerate a non-devotee. You know what I'm saying? The grass doesn't want to be walked on by people who are, you know, just out there for their own enjoyment. You understand? So where are you going to go? Space is spiritual. You know, so you come here. So it's our own doing we're here, and Krishna makes as nice an arrangement as possible. And you use it nice, if you use it in Krishna consciousness, it operates the best. But still it's temporary. But just being a nice guy won't make it work better. Right? Does that make sense? So it's important to understand is that how the philosophy is explained. The value can't be niceness, the value has to be Krishna consciousness. Does that make sense? Yeah, okay. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi.